Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we're looking at the healing power of God's Word. Our scripture text is Psalm 107, verse 19. And it says, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. Verse 20, sent forth His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So in these two verses, it says God saved them, He healed them, and He delivered them. That's us. Those are the three acts, or the great acts, of God's mercy and His incredible love for us. So let's pick it up and see what this word, this powerful word of God, means for us and does in our lives. God bless you as we continue today.
Because you can walk in absolute victory in every area of your life. Not just one area, I'm talking every single area. Oh, you'll be attacked. If you're not attacked, I question your salvation. Because if you're a child of God, you've got the Spirit of God, and the devil's got a target on your belly. Right? But when you are attacked, what do? The Word of God. The Word of God. What else do you need? The Word of God. Amen. This is exciting. I'm so excited. So any of you that need healing today, let me tell you something. God is visiting you right now with the Word. He sent forth His what? Word. What are you hearing now? His Word. What's coming now? Healing. Ooh. If He sent His Word and healed and delivered and saved, then you're getting all of that right now. Because I'm bringing the Word. I'm sending the Word out, and He's taking that word, and He said, I watch over my word to perform it. Did He not? Yes, He did. It's exciting. I'm excited about the Word of God. You got to know it, you got to learn it, you got to eat it, sleep it, chew on it. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Who said it? Ariel, he said, I came to church and I went to wherever the back room there, Sunday school, and I got the milk. Now, as a baby, we all get milk. You grow up. So don't get down on yourself because you don't know 10 scriptures or more or even two, and you're not sure of what it says and things like that. Don't come down on yourself. All children, when they're born, have to have the passy, the diaper, and the poop change. Right now, you're getting some meat. You've got teeth now, you can chew. And now you've got to change your own diaper. So when you find out that you've got stinking thinking, change it to the Word's way of thinking. Can you say amen? Now don't get a visual of all of that, please. But this is the truth. You grow up on soft foods, and the Word of God is the same. And He'll let you skate by on a few things, by that little bit of understanding you have, and He'll do some things for you, and other people will pray for you, and it'll happen. But when you become a mature person in Christ, in the Word of God, you've got to stand on your own two feet. I'll tell you what, if Canaan came to me and said, give me a passy, I'd say, get your own. I want a bottle. Where? I'd say, grow up. You're 19 now, right? And some of us are still, I'm not going to say it. All you've got to do is make a decision. I'm going to get the Word and I'm going to grow. Because He sent forth His Word and healed them and delivered them and saved them. Right now you're getting healing, deliverance, and salvation. Right now you can be healed in this. In fact, you should be healed in this. And God said that miracle signs and wonders would follow the what? The preaching of His Word. Amen. So basically, the Word of God is all you need. Remember, Jesus is the Word, Jesus is the Holy Spirit, and Jesus is the Father. We spoke about that a little bit last week. When you embrace the Holy Spirit, you're embracing the Godhead. Amen. So as you embrace Christ, you're embracing the Holy Spirit, you're embracing Father. Amen. All right, so now watch this. Look at Luke. I want to show you something in Luke 7. And I want you to look at the Roman centurion. He's a Roman. He's not even in a covenant with God. He's not an Israelite. Only the Israelites had a covenant with God and could rely on that covenant. This is a Roman centurion. He's not in covenant with God. And God says to him, I've never seen such confidence and faith in all of Israel. In all of the covenant people of mine, I haven't seen faith like this outsider. How many of you realize we were outsiders? We were considered Gentiles. Amen. And then God, through His grace and mercy, sent forth His word, saved us, healed us, and delivered us. Got us into that covenant, right? And now we became children of His. Now watch this. In verse 1, He says, when He, that's Jesus, had finished all His what? His what? And some of you can't read that. Let's read it together. When Jesus had finished all His, you see, I need you to get this in your spirit. I need you to say it, speak it, see it, hear it, hear yourself say it, because this is what's going to save your life. This is what's going to help you with your children, your loved ones, your family, your finances, your body, everything, the Word. Amen. So let's read it together, everyone. When He had finished all His Word, to who? Uh-huh. Not the animals, not the dogs, people. He says in Mark 4:4, He says, man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from God. Amen. Well, Pastor, you make me want to read my Bible. Thank you, Jesus. It's working. Don't get guilty. The last thing, you know, you can bring a great word for a place and 10 people will grab, yeah, I've got this. And 5 will say, I'm not so sure. And 1 will say, the devil will say to you, you haven't read, you don't know the word. Don't let that happen to you right now. Just say, thank you, Lord. I'm getting word right now. My faith is growing. Look on the positive. Stop looking on the negative. Stop looking at yourself and start looking at Christ. Start looking at what you've done and start looking at what He's done. Hallelujah. Are you getting it? I'm getting it. I'm getting it. I'm getting excited. Now watch here. So He spoke all His words when He finished. He didn't say, okay, I know you guys need to leave now because you've got a turkey sandwich waiting. When He had finished. And so many people today can't wait. You got 25 minutes to impress me and then I'm out of here. What are you going to get in 25 minutes? What are you going to get in an hour? How many hours are in a week? I look at Pastor John because he's a mathematician. There's a lot of hours in a week. Is that right? Okay. You supposedly work 40 of those hours in a week. And you get 1 hour out of 40 in a week. Times that by 4 in a month. Hello? That's 160, right? Hours. If you times about 40 and 40 and 40 and 40, just your working hours, not your sleeping hours. And you get 1 hour? That's a nibble on a snack. A niblet. Impress me, I've got to go. Where are you going? What's more important than the Word of God? I've got to get to the buffet before they do the First Baptists. Yeah. We need to give more precedence to the Word of God and God than we do to anything else in our life. And I'm trying to stir you up by the power of the Holy Spirit so that you will be able to defend yourself and stand on your own 2 feet and get victory. Not just for you, but for your loved ones too. Amen. Now watch verse 2. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. In other words, he loved his servant. So Jesus had been preaching and teaching to the multitudes, as well as healing all the sick. This guy heard of Jesus. He probably heard what was taking place. He probably heard words of Jesus. He had heard of Jesus. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? She heard of Jesus too. And the Bible says, she said, if I can just get to him and touch his hem of his garment, I know I will be made whole. She said that. Words. Words of affirmation. Words of declaration. Words of God. She got to him and boom, she got healed. After 13 years and no money left and getting worse, she was healed instantly by going to Jesus. Why? Because she heard of him. The centurion, Roman, heard about Jesus and the miraculous things he was doing, and he probably heard his preaching. He was a big deal. Amen. And so, verse 1, I'm telling you, that verse we just read is vital to receive divine healing, to receive prosperity, to receive joy, peace, anything else. The first thing he says there is, when he had finished all his words, without knowing the word, you cannot walk in faith. I'll say that again. Without knowing the word of God, you cannot walk in faith. In fact, your faith begins where the word of God is known. I think Smith Wigglesworth said that. Your faith is known only by the word of God, you know. Your faith becomes strong by the word of God. Why can I say that? Because he said in Romans 10:17, faith comes by what? By hearing. Hearing what? Hearing the word of God. How many of you want faith? Six of you. That's pretty good. By the time I finish here, I believe maybe we'll have all of you believing for it. Don't make me come there. I'm already down. I can come there. It's okay to laugh, but you know why we laugh? It gives you time to process. Let it in. Get rid of some of that stuff you're concerned about. Just let it go. Let it go. Let God be God in your life. Amen. I just love the word of God. So listen, that Roman had so much confidence in the word of God. We're going to see about that right now. That Jesus said, I haven't seen faith like all of this in all of Israel. Man, that is amazing. Amen. Amplified verse 1. Watch this. Verse 1 of the Amplified says it this way. After he had finished all that he had to say in the hearing of the people, he went to Capernaum. Jesus spoke and he taught and he would speak to the people and he would teach the people, and then there would be miracle signs and wonders and healing. They heard his words. They brought up multitudes. They saw people being healed of every single thing. Yes, cripples. Yes, every kind of paraplegic, yes, every kind of sickness you can imagine, they were being healed completely. In fact, they were being raised from the dead. Amen? And they knew this, but it always came with the word. He always brought the word. The word, the word, the word. And too many people expect to be healed, but they don't know the word. You need to hear the word. So right now, what's coming to you? Faith is coming to you. Faith of what I'm preaching from the Word of God is coming to your life right now. I'm serious. It's coming to you right now. You can even get your healing right now because He sent His Word. I'm sending His Word. I'm speaking His Word. I send it. And in 1 Corinthians, it said, He believed and therefore He spoke. We, having the same spirit of faith, also believe and therefore speak.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate